Juve. Second half created a lot more chances than you did in the first half. Mirko Antonucci had another positive impact on your team again.
Yeah, you summed it up. Perfect.
Do you need to maybe look at home and maybe changing your formation slightly?
No. I think he's... The same people he gave was absolutely master praise for 2 weeks ago against Derby. And now everything should be changed different. We have a philosophy. We're on the way of play. We want to have continuity of what we are doing. And we obviously have a plan B. And for certain games, for certain situations like today, we are not having a discussion every week. Are we playing with one central striker or two central strikers? So Mirko is an absolute top player for us. Is he starting games or is he coming from the bench? You know, I'm not going into this discussion because the first 50 minutes a day against a very good side who plays from the back, and we was very, very good the first 50 minutes. But then the confidence dropped. It had nothing to do with the system, one striker, two striker. We just had a spell where we wasn't very good, and that can happen. That can happen, and we can't have a discussion every week or after a spell like we had today in a certain way. Be recruiting players for certain style of football, and you are the first one who writes when we are not consistent. So now we try to be consistent, and now you go another way. So,
could he play in a 4-3-3? Do you think
he? Mirko again. He told me from day one when I walked with Gaffer, don't try me out on the wing. That was his words. So Mirko is a very good player for us. We have two strikers who scored both 3 goals in 6 games. And there will be games where we play 4-4-2, like a game against Bristol, like we played against the home game against, was it Sheffield Wednesday, yeah? And like we did today in the second half. So, but I can't have this discussion every time.
One thing, you do look more solid. I know Brentford created some chances today, but they are, as you said, a very good side. It must please you that you know you had the ability and the resolve to come from behind and get something today.
I think we looked very solid in the beginning of the game. I mean, this is nothing to do. You have to sometimes accept that we cannot be on our top level every single game for 90 minutes. So you have to accept that. As simple as that, and that's the case, and you should focus on, yes, that had happened, but how the team reacted. How Mirko Antonucci and Luke Murphy gave a structure. How the mentality of the DNA still closing down and went and never gave up and want to keep that momentum to being unbeaten and coming back to the game. After we got the 1-1, we're going for the kill, we go for the win. So I think that is fantastic to see today, and that momentum we carry in now to the Ipswich game.
Forward to the Ipswich game. Has everyone come through it okay today?
Yeah, I think Alex Moad, that was the reason why I took Alex off. Alex was, in the first half, probably one of our more lively players, I think, especially in the beginning of the game. He linked well. He looked dangerous in the final third. But he had a certain issue before the game. We got him ready for the game. He played. At some point, I had to take him off in the second half, and then I decided to take him earlier because I think in the last 25 minutes we couldn't carry on that way in the second half, and this is why we said okay, we bring Mirko on immediately, and I think that helped us, and especially also Luke to give us a football structure what we needed to get back into the game.
Murphy, is he ready now? Because obviously he missed pre-season and he's played a part off the bench. Has he just got to the bar this time and went to get him now?
I think when you have seen him today, you see that he's ready.
And no place in your matchday squad today for Jordan Bataka. Was he ready to play today, or do you just not feel he's quite ready?
Jordan and I, we had a conversation. He had not trained much in the last 10 days to 2 weeks. He had not played much for Excelsior. We tested him as a part of the medical. He had a training session on Thursday and on Friday. And we both was talking about what is the best for Jordan and for us. And we both came to the agreement that today would be a very good opportunity to train him and bring him up to speed, because I think we have to bring Jordan in a position that he can really live up to the expectation he has for himself, but also how our supporters have on him. So I think to throw him in, would it be not unfair? It would be unfair for the players. We have to bring him on a level where he can do himself justice. And he saw that he was part of that decision. And this is why we decided today to have a hard training session.
It's been a busy time for Stuart Dallas, but second yeah. half as well, he was very influential in what you were doing attack-wise.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was very good, got stronger throughout the game. It was very important, Cookie, him pressurizing for the equalizer. He looked dangerous. Numbers of times he was running into the box. Their right back had problems, got substituted, and some of those crosses could have found easily. Our player in the middle was blocked on many occasions. And that is what the momentum I talked about the last 25 minutes. We could have won the game.
Six unbeaten now, Uwe. Just accumulating points nicely.
I think it's important that we're keeping the momentum going. And it's hard, so hard to get that momentum. And I tell to the players, we can't be careless to give that momentum away. And today, we got a draw. And we wanted the win. Everybody could see we wanted the win. But that not means that we are careless in the back and letting them. Because there was one or two crazy things we did. And that we have to address. And that we will address. Overall, we're marching on together.
How different game will Tuesday night be? I don't mean from the point of view of the performance today. But Ipswich, I imagine, will be a very different team to Brentford in their style.
Yeah, I mean, different questions. Different questions we have to answer in that game. The main thing is that the learning curve from that game today is that we should not lose our confidence so quick, especially when we're having a decent start to the season. So today, that was the only minus point I have after 50 minutes. When we make one or two mistakes, well, we lost the confidence a little bit. So that can't happen. You know, we should believing in what we're doing, even when one or two things goes against us. But how we came back, that was very impressive.
Will Bataka be considered for
Ipswich? I just said we will make that decision tomorrow. We had a hard day today. See how we reacted. There's two options. You will be involved on Tuesday. Option one. Second option is you play on Monday, full 90 minutes. So that is the two options. But I can't tell you now. That will be decided tomorrow.